Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is the Best of the Bean Found Show.
All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. This show helps you connect to your buying market online. You want to find out more about us, check us out at beingfound.com and, of course, Facebook, Twitter, and all that other stuff. You can't be a marketing company or a marketing show or a marketing guy without having all that stuff. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth. I also have all that stuff, and this is Jake.
How you guys doing today?
What's up, Jake?
I'm great.
You're always great. On Saturday mornings, you know.
It's a gorgeous fall Saturday morning. The air is cool and crisp.
Yeah. See, the reason why you think this is because you have young kids. And so young kids have this great way of providing weekend stability for adults. My kids are old now, and my wife and I are all like, ooh, let's go be young again. And then, like, Saturday morning rolls around, and I'm just all, ugh, stupid business show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
I spent 20 minutes this morning listening to my wife tell me how stupid it is that I have a business show on Saturday mornings. I mean, she did it, you know, as nicely and cutely as possible.
Right.
But
right.
Still, she did it.
Well, it's nice. You know, it's not a bad way to spend a Saturday morning.
Yeah, no, it's not. And it's not, it's also something that... It's a topic that I love.
Yeah.
It's a topic that I think about all week long and not because I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if I didn't prep for the show and I had nothing to talk about, I could easily come in here and talk about it for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, so. So the last couple of weeks we've been talking about getting yourself ready for Christmas behind the scenes, doing all the stuff. And I would urge you to do that. And if you missed any of that, you can check it out on beingfound.com. And you can find out, you know, really, not find out, if you're a business owner, you can be reminded of a lot of the things that you should be doing to prep yourself. You know, all the stores, you see it coming in. I think I was talking last week, I was at Costco, and all the toys are in there, and I hear people whispering, going, oh, my God, they actually have the toys in them. You know, and so everybody's got an opinion on it. But as a business owner, you know, you got to get yourself ready. So at today's show, we're going to be talking about backlinking, which is like the holy grail of online marketing. Mm-hmm. You know, you could have a terrible website, and if you had a backlink from the homepage of Google, you would probably be ranking for tons of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, one backlink. Backlinks are the quality of a backlink can be exponential. You know, so you get a crappy one, and let's say it's worth 1 point, but you get a really good one, and it's worth literally 100,000 points,
mm-hmm.
you know, just from a different domain, you know. So we should probably start by talking about what a backlink is. A backlink is created when an external website links to your website. That's creative. This is why some people refer to them as external backlinks or inbound links. The reason why they call them external backlinks or inbound links, because another part of SEO and blah, 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 is internal links, you know, or backlinking from your own site. But we're talking about sites that are not your site. Ultimately, when it comes to online marketing, you can split it into two segments. One is on-site optimization and one is off-site optimization. On-site is going to be all the stuff that you do to your site. Offsite is going to be doing everything off the site. Now, of course, they bleed over one another on a regular basis. But backlinking would definitely start in the offsite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the efforts tend to always start on site. But you know, for mental categorization, backlinking, I think, would be offsite. You know.
Yeah. Just and as an example, something I did a couple of weeks ago for one of our clients, they had a event. It was a community event. So what I did is I went on all the community websites and submitted my event, or their event rather, to their calendars, which contained a link back to the website.
Right.
So just a...
Right, and that's definitely a underused backlink and community involvement thing. You know, people just don't really realize that your events can be as simple as, well, let's say I have a business that, let's say I have a restaurant, and I'm going to do a 10% off on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
This coming up Tuesday, 10% off. We're inviting all new customers to try us out for 10% off. That's an event.
Yep.
You know, people are coming in. You got a location. You're doing your stuff. Throw together yourself a little flyer. You do this stuff. You know, you can't just be all, oh, we're doing this and, you know.
Not tell anyone.
Not tell anyone. You know, this sort of thing happens all the time. You know, you basically have to come up with your own conversations,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
And that'll give you the stuff to work with. So when to build backlinks. First, you want to get your website all up and running and fix all structural issues. And then you really want to think about what you're linking to. You know, we talk about all these things a lot. Is your site relevant? Meaning, do you have the right words on there that people want to get to? You know, when are you building? If you're a construction company and you're showing up for some other topic, your website's just not relevant. And you'd be surprised how often people do this because they automatically assume that everybody understands that they're relevant through their pictures. And they don't do it through their text, but they don't realize that search engines are picking up that text and that when your website shows up in search, that text that shows up, the description, is coming from your website. So you need to provide that information for the search engines.
Not only that, but, you know, people are depending on the title and the meta description of the page, which is often being pulled from the page. And if those things don't match,
right,
then
Google is confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so are so are the people going to the page.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So is it relevant? Is it fast? We can't cover that one enough. Unfortunately, is it fast is really technical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's maybe one that not your average business owner can get in there and do, but you can test it. You can go to Google PageSpeed Insights and test it. And then you got something to talk to your marketing company about and say, hey, what's up with this? Why is this not moving quickly? Another is it mobile friendly? You know, that's one that I don't know. We hit every show.
Yeah,
we hit every show, you know, but you'd be surprised how many aren't.
Yeah. Go to Google's mobile testing tool. You can probably just type that right into Google. It'll take you there and it'll check all your pages.
Right. Yeah. And it'll tell you, hey, this one's wonky. This one's not showing up. And while you're at it, bring it up on your own phone. You know, if you can't figure out what you're looking at, you know, it ain't mobile friendly. Because the tool can only go so far. You know, it's still a machine.
Yeah.
You know, you really got to put some human eyes on that, too. Of course, you want to appease the machine because the machine is making the decision, the initial decision.
You just said something from, like, a dystopian book.
Totally.
Appease the machine.
The machine is making the decision. And it is. You know, I'm sure that scares a lot of people, but... And then finally, you know, before you do your backlinking, you want to make sure users can convert. When they get there, are they going to like what they see? Are there going to be forms and phone numbers and all those things that people need in order to make a conversion for your stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's all the on-site stuff. When we come back after the commercial break, we're going to talk about actually building those backlinks and making the effort to do it. You know, this may not seem like a very exciting topic. I feel like I say that every week. But if you're listening to the business show, this should be an exciting topic. This is the holy grail for online marketers. You're listening to the Bean Found Show. Yeah.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This is the best of the Bean Found Show.
You are listening to the Being Found Show. We're talking about backlinking. And, you know, in the first segment, we covered all the things you need to do on site. And now we're going to cover all the things that you need to do off site. Chances are this one is only going to apply to people who have established websites, who have taken over websites and so on and so forth, or have switched marketing companies. Any number of things can do this. You need to first fix your old backlinks. Mm-hmm. Basically, that means that you clean up your website. And you make sure that all your internal linking is cleaned up, that you don't have any what's called 301s. That's basically a link that goes nowhere. When you click it, I mean, not 301s, I'm sorry. You clean it up with a 301. It's called a 404. I'm sure you've seen it. You follow a link and you get a dead page and it says 404. And it tends to have something cute, it says. Like, oh, snap, that page is missing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, totally.
That's a cute little kitty with a tear.
Right. Yeah. Well, my favorite, this is a little off topic, is the 500 error in, so basically a 404 error is like a website error. Mm-hmm. A 500 error is a server error. anything in the 500s. And on Firefox, they have the little dinosaur, but if you hit the space bar, that dinosaur will start running and you play a game where you jump over stuff.
That's right.
Right. So they know what they're doing. They know how to keep your attention.
Yes.
All right. And then your second aspect of cleaning up your old backlinks is to index your site for sites linking to it. It's very time consuming, but there might be some quality stuff in there. You dig deep enough into Google Webmaster Tools, and you can download a list of all the sites that Google knows about linking to your site.
Hmm.
You then take all of those and you clean them up and just get the domain names. You assess each one of those domain names by running them through a tool to see which ones are really valuable.
What tool do you use to do that?
There's lots of great tools in MozLocal, and then really sort of bulk online tools. I'm looking for domain authority, and I'm looking for page authority and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, if you're paying for MozLocal, you can also get a spam rating, which is kind of cool for Moz. You know, it'll tell you, like, hey, this is spammy. And so you go through all those, and then you assess, like, hey, maybe I have 10 on here that are really coming from websites that are high, high-quality websites. And then at that point, I search the website. I forget the name of it, but there's a code search engine where instead of searching content, you're searching code. And so I can search that website for my domain name.
Okay.
And then I can find where those links are. I see which page it's linking to, and if it's a dead link, I redirect that page to where I want it to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, to be clear, you mentioned you can identify spammy websites. If there's a lot of spammy websites linking to your website, Google will diminish your ranking for that. Is that right?
Absolutely. Okay. Birds of a feather flock together. And basically, those spammy websites, a lot of the time, what really makes them spammy is they're part of a PBN, a personal blog network, or they're part of some sort of link wheel. And if you're too involved with those, Google will start to think of you as being part of that link wheel. You know, and then you could get a manual penalty. So Google has, like, little penalties. If you're not doing the right things or you're not providing the right information, you're going to show up less in search. If Google provides a manual penalty, that means that you've been flagged by the search engine. A human being has come in and taken a look at your site and said, this is shady, they're breaking the rules, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to manually fix those problems and write a resubmission request to Google, and Google will say, okay, you're back in. But, you know, during that downtime, that's downtime.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? All right. So I guess another thing you need to do to your website before you go on is create linkable assets. People don't want to link to a sales page. They don't want to read them unless they're ready to convert.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't want to, you know, businesses get so caught up in return on investment and conversion that they're never moving out to these other tiers of influence. You know, we had this great conversation the other day that was really mind-blowing to me in its simplicity, where we were talking about project management and that you have your different and that, you know, level one priority is critical and time-sensitive, and then there's basically two, three, and four, and that people basically work in number one putting out fires and then relax in number four in order to come down and really never touch two and three. And this is from the book that Jake's been talking about for a month. He's the world's slowest audio listener.
It's true. 15 minutes a day. You know, I used to do my book tips every Saturday morning. I haven't for a long time, but I'll throw it in.
Yeah.
Seven habits of highly effective people.
Right.
I think I'm on habit three.
Right.
In a month.
Right. Well, I think that that's fair, though, with audiobooks, is because you really have to absorb it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'll be working and I'll listen to an audiobook and I'll listen to the same chapter like four times over because I'm getting distracted constantly. Mm-hmm. You know? But I have started listening to this book because of your talking about it, and especially this Matrix thing. So I don't want to get too far into that. But Seven Habits of Highly Successful People, totally interesting.
If you own a business and you have the time, read it.
If you want to be highly successful.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right. Creating assets. Link. So people don't really want to see a sales page unless they're ready to be sold to. You know, so link your assets to sales pages, and basically sales pages, save your sales pages for like ads and assets that have to do with conversion, but most you need to sort of answer people's questions. You know, what were they called? Micro moments?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. And so, you know, when you break it down like that, there are a lot of thought questions that go through a person's mind before they make that sale. And if you're solely focused on making the sale, you're missing all these steps that a person's mind goes through before they make the sale.
Yeah, I think Google broke it down into four parts, and it was I want to buy, I want to learn, I want to do, and there was one other one. But essentially, it's the four kinds of questions people are trying to address when
right.
they do a search.
Right.
So having a page that accurately captures the reason that person is going to the page.
Right.
You know, if someone wants to learn and the page is for someone who wants to buy, that link's quality or value is going to diminish because people are going to bounce.
Right.
They don't want to use it.
Right. And, you know, I suffer from this as well sometimes when I'm doing work for especially lower paying clients. You know, we really need to provide them some sales. You know, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, you know, they're struggling. They're mm-hmm. struggling to stay on board, to stay above water. And so, you know, you're constantly pushing to get them these ROIs. You know, but really, this is kind of like the Matrix. We're sitting in number one when two and three,
yeah.
really, you should probably spend half an hour on two and three. And that is answering some of their questions in an SEO or marketing friendly fashion.
Doing the important things even when they're not critical.
Right, exactly, yeah. All right, so creating linkable assets, making sure that you have something on your site that's worth linking to. Now, there's a broad range of that, you know, there's a broad spectrum of that, and we'll get into more of that later. So the first step here that we're going to talk about is foundational backlinks. When I'm explaining SEO to people, I tend to describe it like a sieve or a colander. You know, each website is a colander. Colander is what I grew up with. I don't know. Did you grow up with sieve or a strainer?
I don't know what it's called. It's plastic, though. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Your noodle drainer?
Yeah, noodle drainer. That's okay. Good. Rice washer.
All right. Apparently, they're all different things, but I grew up calling them the colander.
Okay.
And so I think of the colander and each website is a colander, and they're both made to hold water, but unfortunately they're full of a lot of holes. All your on-site optimization is plugging holes. All your off-site optimization is pouring in some water. If you have more holes or more water flow coming in than your competitor, you're going to win. You know, and foundational backlinks, the point of this is these are the holes that all your competitors have plugged. So you need to plug these holes, too. They're mm-hmm. easy to do. You might as well just plug those holes, too. You'll level the playing field, and now you can work outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Foundational backlinks tend to be social media. You know, those core things, the first thing you need to do is secure all your social media properties. You don't have to actively market on these platforms, but it certainly wouldn't hurt. And, you know, when you're on there, you can choose which platforms work best for you in order to, you know, a lot of different industries will work better in other areas. You know, Facebook is obviously a giant for some industries, but not for others. You know, mm-hmm. it really isn't for others. Clothing sales e-commerce is one that Facebook hasn't really been doing quite as well with. In the service industry, they're doing pretty well.
Although I will say that they've been, on mobile, they've got ad rows that have been popping up for e-commerce on my phone, I've noticed.
Well, they're definitely in there for the fight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Facebook is really Google's only competitor at this point, only serious competitor. Okay, so at the minimum, populate these accounts and share some content so that it looks good. And at the very minimum, here are the social media ones you should have: Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram. Because Those are the big ones. Those are the ones all your competitors have.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Being Found show. If you missed our earlier segment, you can check us out at beingfound.com. Come on back, and we're going to talk more about backlinking.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to define gender once again on a biological basis only, according to one's genitalia at birth. Now it's time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution and its unfair impact on female athletics.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
This is the best the Bean Found show.
All right, that. You're listening to The Being Found Show. We're talking about backlinks for your website. Super exciting. Edge of your seat. All right. So up next here we have business listings and citations. There are basically three different types. Well, let's run down what they are first. Business listings are basically the online equivalent of getting bulk into multiple Yellow Pages phone books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you noticed how there aren't any phone books anymore? That's because they're all online.
Mm-hmm.
And privacy has come in. It's actually really hard to find a person's phone number. Have you noticed this? You
got to
pay for it a lot of the time. And I never pay for it because I'll contact them via Facebook. I'll contact them via something else. Mm-hmm. But anytime I'm doing a person search, I notice that I'm just inundated with people trying to charge me for that personal information. But all of these are like Yellow Pages online, business listings and citations. A citation is, now a lot of these citations come with a backlink, which, as we said, is a link from an outside site to your website. A citation is a reference to your website. It can or it can't contain a backlink. A way to explain that is if this other site says my domain name, but it's not a link. It says ChaunceyAllward.com, and it links, you know. Or if it mentions my business, The Being Found Show, and Google knows that my website, The Being Found Show, is beingfound.com, that's a citation, and Google makes note of the fact that this website is talking about my website, but not actually linking to it directly. Mm-hmm. And this goes for your phone number, your address. Definitely huge things when it comes to local search, but also important things when it comes to national search and product search. But definitely local search. You need to have your citations locked up, dialed up, and happening, and they need to be consistent. So there are general business directories, the things that you would suggest. YP.com, yellowpages.com, YP.com, is a prime example of a website that contains all businesses, all types of businesses, categorized, so on and so forth. They got all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The next one would be niche targeted directories. So that would be like carpetcleanerslocal.com, professionalcarpetcleaningservices.com. These are niche sites that basically have, in some cases, a national selection of carpet cleaners. By niche, we're talking about the industry. So there's a bunch of opportunities for that. And then, of course, there are geo-targeted directories. You know, you live in any town, and a town says, well, here's all our local businesses, mm-hmm. and that's geo-targeted.
Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
As an example.
Yeah, Reading.com. What is that? Record Searchlight.
Yeah.
You know, they have all their local business listings. These are absolute musts. These are... Well, the article that I was, you know, referencing in some of this did not refer to these as foundational backlinks, but I think they're wrong. These are foundational backlinks. Your competitors will have these. If they have a marketing company, they will have them. Now, Moz has this great tool, and it's totally free. You go to Moz, and you can type it in, your domain name, and it's going to tell you what percentage of the important citations you actually have. Mm-hmm. And how much consistency you have there. Basically, what they're trying to do, of course, is sell you a tool. And for me, that's like the number one tool to go to is the Moz Local. It's $99 a year, and they basically take care of a lot of those foundational links. So if you're a business owner doing it yourself, this is really a good way to get started. It's pretty easy to use. But I would say that if you run into any pitfalls where Moz is telling you, hey, I can't fix this. The machine can't fix this. Don't call Moz. That's going to be really expensive. You know, you can pay for the tool because, like, if you pay for a marketing company, like, let's say you hired me to do your marketing, I would buy Moz Local for you, and then we would do it. Or I wouldn't buy it for you, frankly. I would have you pay for it. My belief system is I don't want to own anything that's not mine, so I like to have my clients own their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That means that if you decide that you hate me, you can move to another marketer and still own all your stuff. You know, you can pick it up from exactly where you left off. You know?
Yeah.
But the point is, this is a great place to start. Now, when you're moving on to get more advanced, Jake, you like Bright Local.
Bright Local, yeah.
And that can be a little bit more expensive, but you definitely have more granular control and you're able to really go after more specific things with it.
Well, yeah, it rather than I think Moz Local uses a lot of aggregating companies, which is basically you give all of your information to an aggregate company. That aggregate company gives it to the lesser linking sites. Bright Local, in contrast, actually goes straight to those individual citations and puts them in individually and manually. And it actually also gives you it sets up an email address and a password. So you log into Bright Local, you log into your Bright Local email, and you can control all of the citations that have been set up for you. You might want to do that, for example, if your phone number changes.
Right.
You can either go in manually or you can pay someone to go in manually and change those for you.
Right. The reason why I don't really know that is I don't actually do a lot of citations anymore. When I first started doing citations, I didn't use Moz Local or Bright Local. Mm-hmm. I manually went to hundreds of sites and called them and had to get the client on the phone to verify mm-hmm. the business. And I would do this for hours upon hours a day.
Very tedious.
Yeah, it was very tedious, but highly, highly important. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I'm not going to spend hours a day doing this if it's not effective or important. All right, next up here, we got some niche relevant blog comments. So this one's touch and go. It is not Black Hat and it is not Gray Hat to do this, but that doesn't mean that you can't be a spammy jerk while doing it. You know, if somebody writes a great blog post and you hop in there and you say first, you know, and that's your comment, you know, that's going to get picked up on. You know, basically, niche-relevant blog comments are kind of like being involved in your industry. Like we're into online marketing. So if somebody posts a great online marketing blog, and we comment on it, and we say what we learned, and we say how it was helpful, or maybe we disagree with something, we comment on it and say, well, what about this, that, and the other thing, and maybe they have a great answer for us. You know, there's community involved there. You know, there's involvement there. This is kind of the no man's land. Blog commenting is kind of the no man's land between website content and social media. It's like there is content to be had there, but there's also a community factor
mm-hmm.
there. And the more you can get involved in that, the better. So, you know, you involve yourself in other sites where you're learning, you're teaching, you're conversing. You have a relationship. So what these really do is they create a layer of relevancy around your site. Basically, here you are talking in the other blogosphere. That's the term they use. I don't particularly like it, but about it, and it's creating this relevancy thing. You know, I do a lot of carpet cleaners, and they're all talking about carpet cleaning, and Google says, man, this guy's involved with carpet cleaning. He must be really exciting,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And I don't know this to be a fact, but I know Google grades links on a website.
They do.
Based on, you know, where they're located, how they were added in. I'm assuming that a link in a comment probably holds less value than any link in the blog itself. Is that fair to say?
Totally fair to say. Yeah. You know, that's a whole different warrior that we'll talk about later. Basically, that's called a contextual link. Basically, you're in the context.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are sort of the sort of fundamental social easy links to get to. You know, these are the links that a business owner can really get to with very little effort. And frankly, would probably be very helpful to a business owner. I mean, if you're chasing around the blogosphere around your business, you know, there's probably quite a bit of great information out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this commenting, it can improve your ratio of follow to no follow backlinks, diversify your anchor text. That's exciting. Sometimes it gets you small amounts of referral traffic because maybe somebody likes your link and they follow it all through. But mostly it helps you build a relationship with your industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that you need to really remember when you comment is, are you adding value to that discussion? Don't be a troll. Don't try to prove how you know more. Don't do this, but really sort of involve yourself, you know. Stop being so closed off. Get in there and involve yourself. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. When we come back, we're going to take a break from backlinking to close it out with a little discussion of the news and Nike and Colin Kaepernick. Come on back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the best of the Bean Found Show.
All right, you're listening to the Bean Found Show, and I got to say, maybe we need to come up with, seasonal playlists. I think that might have been a spillover from when it was
summer,
hot as the Dickens,
yeah,
up around here. All right, so this is marketing news. I really love these topics that basically, you know, everybody has an opinion on. Everybody's got an opinion on Colin Kaepernick, one way or the other. And so Nike picks up Colin Kaepernick as their new spokes guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with this whole anti-sports campaign, you know, this sort of like, you know, destroy your life if you, I forget what it is, you know,
I think it said, it was something like, do what you believe, even if it costs you everything.
Yeah, right, it's right, exactly.
Paraphrased. I don't recall.
Right, actually, I think that's pretty dang close, yeah. You know. And, you know, it was very touch and go. People did not know if this was going to sink that ship. Well, I think we knew it wasn't going to sink it.
You're right. Nike could have absorbed that.
Right. But if it was going to give it a dent,
yeah,
or if it was going to help it out, and it turns out Nike sales jumped 31% in the wake of Kaepernick ad campaign.
Yeah.
Now, you know, this prompts the marketing question, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
And during the break, we were talking about how there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yep.
And I have kind of a racy way to explain this. So I'm out with my wife last night, and we run into our friend who's, like, basically this marketing guy, but he's sort of like controversy marketing. And he jokingly refers to himself as a meme assassin. And he basically markets through trolling and starts brutal conversations mm-hmm. that get all this sort of like heavy traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking about how there's no such thing as bad publicity. You know, we have this sort of like a romantic Winston Churchill way of saying it. And his is kind of a little bit more racy, but I think a little bit more relevant today. And he said that marketing is like sex. Even when it's bad, at least you had it, you know, and that made a lot of sense to me that like, you're right, because people in this day and age were so involved with talking about it. Even the people who hate it sort of
mm-hmm.
love to hate it, you know, and even the people who love it sort of love that the people who hate it. You know, we're so split down the middle that have you ever heard the term Schadenfreude?
No.
Okay, this is, you know, Germany, German has all these weird words
right.
that, like, we're just all, what, do you have a word for that?
Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude is secretly taking delight in another person's misery. Or quietly taking delight in another person's misery. And we really live in that society where, you know, this is working. And that's why it's working. You know, mm-hmm. one reason why this works so well is it's self-perpetuating. You know, I go to look this up to discuss it, and I see a bunch of articles of celebrities supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even see this article anymore. I got to dig my way around to get to it because it's basically, oh, look who wore what on the red carpet to support this.
Right, right.
You know, and it's like totally self-perpetuating.
Yeah.
And then also look at all these people who hate this and also self-perpetuating.
Yeah, and, you know, it's, you know, in looking at this and knowing that we're going to be talking about it, I've been trying to think about it. It's like, okay, well, how on earth did this go from, you know, half the people hate it, half the people love it, but you would expect that to create a zero sum, but it's actually up 30%. It's because the people who hate it burn their Nikes on social media sites. The people who love it go buy a pair of shoes. The people who burn their Nikes now just need to buy a new pair of shoes.
Right.
Or, you know, I mean, they didn't really do any damage to the company by doing that. They just look like idiots on social media. And right. the other side went out and bought a pair of Nikes in support.
Right. And
also Nike just, I mean, a 30% bump in sales, that is huge.
Especially when you're huge to begin with.
Yes. I mean, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if you were worth $3 billion, you're now worth $4
billion. Yeah.
You know, that's insane. Yeah. Plus, you know, Nike knew who their market was.
Mm-hmm.
I might get some hate mail for this. I just don't know how to say it. I realize that the world is changing in this way, and it's kind of refreshing. But historically, those who would be on the side of anti-Kaepernick, or at least anti-Nike for marketing this, I don't mean anti-Kaepernick, by definition are not progressive and not necessarily technologically going to town,
mm-hmm.
which left them at a disadvantage with their side of the marketing. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Nike knows who their market is, and their market are these sort of people who are also involved in this stuff. And so by Nike doing this, they knew that they were hitting their market, the people who actually buy their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so these other people can complain and say, I'm not buying Nikes anymore. But maybe we're not buying Nike to begin with. And I guess I switch topics here. I'll let you respond to my discussion about the technological involvement.
Well, I mean, I don't know. To me, that's kind of a stretch. I see old grandpas wearing Nikes, lady runners wearing Nikes, my kids wear Nikes. I think they stretch such a wide. I mean, I think the only unifying thing about Nike's product is that it has something to do with sports. They're sporty somehow.
Yeah, that's true.
Hard for me to say that they're technological or not technological or right or left. I think Kaepernick in general polarized politically.
Oh,
I mean, totally. People took a side based on whether or not they were conservative or liberal.
Well, then here's my controversial stance.
Okay.
I bet you conservative people take better care of their shoes and therefore buy less shoes.
Those are fighting words, Chauncey.
I am personally not conservative, man, and I just tear through shoes because I am just, like, flippant. I bet you your shoes are totally nice and put in your closet and totally, like, organized.
I have a special brush just for my shoes.
Yeah, that's weird, man. You're a weirdo.
So just so everyone knows at home, I'm pretty conservative. Chauncey's pretty liberal. We make it work because we're friends.
Right.
But this is a fun conversation for us.
Yeah, but so here's the other interesting part of this. Nike's success may embolden other brands to take stronger social and political positions.
Yes, which is interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like that's a societal shift away from it being a huge backlash.
See, I feel bad. I feel like now I have to support one brand and not another just to show what my political view is, and I don't like that one bit.
I don't like stupid. That at all either. I just don't. Actually, if I were to rally behind anything, I would basically be, you know, I'm down for, like, you know, human rights, you know, don't eat babies, you know, don't be a racist, you know, don't be a card carrying racist, you know, so on and so forth. But really, if we want to get on board, we should probably just boycott anybody who has a political opinion in any sort of business sphere.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking I might just make a T-shirt that says, "I disagree with you, let's have a conversation about it."
Oh, yeah, I couldn't do that. I'd be all, "I disagree with you, get the heck away from me."
Except not with the radio verbiage.
Right. Yeah, I can't, you know, I've just really kind of had enough of all of this politics stuff. I think it's just gotten totally out of hand. And that, on my other show, we're almost to the end here. I personally quit listening to talk radio, political talk radio,
mm-hmm.
because I felt like it was getting me too involved in this strategy and it got my eye off the prize. It's like we all have this idea about the way the world should be. And we shouldn't be sitting there worrying about the strategies mm-hmm. of little senators mm-hmm. and the strategies of these little things. We need to focus on the way we think the world should be, and we need to focus on that. And that's kind of the way that the world used to be. But now when you talk to most people, they're just all, "Oh, yeah, well, what happened last week should lead to this, that, and the other thing." And you're just all like, I don't really see how that's an opinion on the utopia you're trying to get to. Because ultimately, we're all trying to get to the same utopia, and that is where people are safe and they're free and they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people may have different ways of getting there, but I mean, that is the prize and we need to keep focused on that. So sorry about my, soapbox there.
Yeah, that's fine. I like it.
All right. You're listening to the Being Found Show. What do you think? I don't know.
Chauncey and I are going to go fight in the parking lot. You guys enjoy the rest of your...
I don't know. If you've seen Chauncey and Jake, you know who's going to win this fight. Jake's an ex-Marine. All right. Have a good afternoon.
We'll be right back. The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump used his weekend media message to offer Thanksgiving wishes to the country.
We are all thankful for the incredible prosperity booming all across our land. We thank God for the blessing of being American, the joy of spending time with loved ones, and the sacrifices made by the heroes who keep America safe, strong, and free. Thank you, God bless you, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Officials in Tijuana say the Mexican border city faces a humanitarian crisis because of the approximately 5,000 Central American migrants gathered there in hopes of winning asylum in the U.S. The city's mayor says he's seeking aid from the United Nations. Military affairs analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says the deployment of U.S. troops to the border has been effective.
I suspect that their work will not have been in vain, that they've sent a very clear message geopolitically, and, of course, they've sent a message to the people that are marching north.
Authorities in Northern California say a ferry boat carrying 53 passengers crashed into a dock at San Francisco's famed ferry building, causing a few injuries. Witness Kelly Sherbert was dining at a restaurant inside and spoke to KGO TV.
I thought it was going to go straight into the restaurant, so I started running the opposite direction.
A spokeswoman for the Golden Gate Ferry says the cause is under investigation. Meantime, a new policy on the high seas will mean a little extra shut-eye for tired sailors.
Sailors working on aircraft carriers will now be able to get 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. U.S. Navy policy change is a reaction to two fatal ship collisions that killed 17 crew members in the Pacific Ocean in June and August of last year. The Navy found fatigue and poor sleep management contributed to the collisions. The Navy ships were guided missile destroyers and had collided with civilian vessels.
As correspondent Ron DeRocks were reporting, more on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, we're here with Alexander Green, four-time best-selling author and chief investment strategist of the Oxford Club. Alex is a stock-picking legend. He called six of the best stocks of the past 20 years, including Apple, Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, Verion, Amazon, and Celgene. Now, Alex, I understand you're targeting a new stock.
Yes, it's a cutting-edge tech company making blockbuster deals. I'm talking about $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump himself even calls what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of it because this $3 stock trades under a secret name.
Alex just got on stage in front of a packed crowd to talk about this secret stock, and you can see his free presentation at onestockretirement.com. Don't wait on this. We expect the stock to make big national news on December 17th. Go to onestockretirement.com now.
Japan is reporting a trade deficit in October, but is seeing a recovery in exports after getting slammed by natural disasters back in September.
Japan's Ministry of Finance says exports grew 8.2% from the same month the previous year. In September, exports fell 1.2% from the previous year in the first decline for the world's third largest economy since 2016. The most recent data shows Japan racked up a trade deficit of $4 billion.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. South Korea says the United Nations Security Council has granted sanctions exemption for surveys on North Korean railroad sections that the Koreas want to connect with the South. Seoul's foreign ministry said today negotiations with the Council's North Korea Sanctions Committee are now finalized. The Koreas plan to hold a groundbreaking ceremony by the end of the year on an ambitious plan to connect their railways and roads as agreed to by their leaders. Breaking news at townhall.com. Pope Francis has announced a key organizing member to join sex abuse victims, relatives, and lay experts gathered at the Vatican Summit in late February.
Pope Francis has named the Vatican's top sex abuse investigator and U.S. Cardinal Blaise Supich of Chicago to an organizing committee for a February Abuse Prevention Summit. The stakes for the meeting have grown since the Vatican blocked U.S. bishops from voting on proposing new measures to investigate sexual misconduct. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke said Pope Francis's decision to host the meeting shows that he considers protection of minors a fundamental priority for the Church.
This is about keeping children safe from harm. The Pope wants church leaders worldwide to know exactly about the devastating impact that clerical sexual abuse has on its victims.
I'm Jennifer King.
Mars is Earth's next of kin, one that's captivated humans for many years now. The attraction is sure to grow on Monday with the arrival of NASA's lander named InSight. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and I have the watch for the next hour. Again, I have Dad with me. I get to call him Dad, but everybody else gets to call him Bud, if no one else gets that.
Except for one little guy who calls me Grandpa.
Today we have a very special guest, Gunny Bill Fallon from Toys for Tots, and we wanted to talk and have some questions about Toys for Tots for you. And I know you have a lot of history about where Toys for Tots started and all, but I wanted to start with here in Reading. How does anybody find out where they can go for and find the little white boxes?
Thank you very much, Doc. I appreciate this opportunity. Actually, I had invited Gary Grant, who is the coordinator. I invited him to come down today, and I haven't seen him, so I will try to maintain as best I can. But locally, the boxes are pretty much through businesses throughout the county. I think if you wanted one, you could call me. My phone number is on a lot of the boxes.
Yes.
And if it's a new business, we will be glad to get one out, because this is a very important thing. There are a lot of beautiful children in this county that, unfortunately, these are hard, hard times. And our organization is the only recourse they have for Christmas, and it's a blessing for us to be able to help these children.
So you just said something, and the toys that are collected here in Reading, Shasta County, those toys go to children in our communities?
Absolutely. We have several organizations. We work with the Salvation Army, the Women's Shelter, every 501c organization that is is that Gary?
I don't know. We'll see. We can hear someone coming in the front door.
Anyway, any 501c organization that contacts us, we can, in fact, help.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know. I did not know that. I know because I spent the last 5 years working down in Chico and for VRC down there in my office. The staff and I, we always had boxes there, and we always made a goal that each year we wanted to fill up another box. We got up to 5 boxes, I think, last year and on. And I know my staff down there, we always felt that it was nice that we can give back. And I did not know that it stays locally. I should have known that down there. So what are the requirements of what can go into a box?
Well, we ask, first of all, that they're unwrapped. You don't want to give a pickup truck to a little girl.
Yes, yes, you got it. Yeah.
Obviously, and they are age and gender specific.
Gotcha.
So if you give us an unwrapped new toy, the ladies at the savings and loan, we get the request like from our, and we give the toys to the people, and it's, I see my support just.
That's all right.
Incidentally, this is Gary. He's the coordinator.
Okay.
He's Army. I'm the only Marine, but anyway, he's in charge of it. But I was hoping he'd be here before we started.
So that's very interesting. What we were just saying, that so everything that goes into the box is unwrapped. When you guys give those out there, we need to know what we're giving it. We don't give a pickup truck to, you know, a little girl who would rather have a Barbie or something.
Absolutely.
And I know in the past when we were doing the boxes down there in Chico, we tried to separate the really small toys. I don't want to be like the Dollar Tree toys and then the larger boxes and other ones. And the lady that would come and pick it up each year, she liked that because she said it was easier for them to kind of divvy them up, because some of those smaller ones you guys may do multiple in a bag or something instead of one big gift.
We use them for stocking stuffers.
That's where I was headed to, yes. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Gary Grant. I've been with Toys for Tots since 91, since I retired from the Army. Love the program. We've been in the same building, luckily, for almost 5 years now. The man is so nice and generous. Gives us. I don't know what Bill said earlier, but we have boxes all over Redding, Bernie, the whole Shasta County is covered. And I have people working everywhere. What we do is the radio station does about 20 remotes starting the 28th of November this year, and we go up to the 19th of December. And people come and donate at the radio remotes. They can donate check, cash, whatever. It all stays right here in Shasta County.
Gotcha.
And what I have to do with the cash is I get a cashier's check and take it to and mail it to Conoco, and we have a credit card that says Toys for Tots Visa, and we can buy with that credit card with all the cash. This way we have a paper trail.
Yeah, I ran a 501c3 for the last 7 years. I get that. Yeah, the paper trail is very important because no one wants to get in trouble, and we want to show that money is where it's going, that it is going to what people believe it is, to the children. And
right.
So with that, with those cash donations or ultimately what ends up on that card, do you have the need each year that you have to go and buy more toys for
every year we have to buy toys. Conoco, Virginia sends us.
Quantico.
Yes. Sorry about that.
It's all
sends us toys and stuff, and we'll tell them we're short on teenage stuff, you know, because we do kids up to 18, where Salvation Army only takes them to 12. So we get everything from 13 from Salvation Army given to us automatically, and a lot of people don't realize that. So, you know.
Well, that's good to know. I didn't know that either. Yeah. So, like, Salvation Army goes up to teenager, 13, you know, 12. Yeah. I have a 12-year-old at home. The world changes at that 12, 13-year-old age. But then Toys for Tots, you guys are still reaching out and gifting those things all the way up to 18
years
old.
Because it's not fair to have a couple little kids and an 18-year-old in the house, you know.
Yes.
And so we make sure that up to 18 gets them.
Now, that goes back to what you were saying, Gunny. Having it unwrapped, you would know what would be appropriate for an 18-year-old, 17, 18-year-old versus, you know, opening it up and it's just, you know, something very unage-appropriate.
Right. Exactly. You know? That's why we specify we would like them unwrapped.
Unwrapped. I know down in Chico that was, you know, even when we posted it, we said unwrapped. And most of the time, the last couple of years, we seem to get a lot of those little blankets like you'd have on, like, your couch, you know, and be like superhero or Pokemon or whatever it is. We had the same group who come in for the last couple of 3 years, and we could fill up two boxes just with those blankets. But I would just call the rep down there right away, and she would just come and pick those up. Because those are big, bulky. You know, they're in rolls, and they're big and bulky, and I just didn't want them all over my office.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, this year I just got a shipment in from Conoco, and they sent me boy and girl blankets, 250 each. And, you know, that's great.
That's great.
You know, and stuff. So, but they try to help us, so where we can't get or won't get, then, you know. So, but... we're looking forward to a good year.
So how is there anything that is on a website or anywhere that someone can find out where the boxes are, or is it just through word of mouth mostly?
Well, I've been so busy, but I'm putting all the locations on the website this week.
Okay.
That way they can go to ShastaToysForTots.com, and they can see where all the locations will be. And then I have the radio remotes now, and that will be on our website also. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So,
and that, again, that was at ShastaToysForTots.com.
Right.
We'll make sure that goes on our Facebook as well, and then we'll make sure that Carl and those guys have it. So, well, that's good. I know we have one here in the radio station lobby, and when my wife and I, when we left the show last week, it's empty, and she did not like that. So she's out right now, you know, and is going to make sure that a few things get put in there. But I know at a certain point those things will start filling up. Down in Chico, it was usually, you know, week to 10 days before Christmas, that's when it just really started to kind of come into its thing. So I know we're going to take a quick break right now, and then when we come back, we'll continue talking to the guys from Toys for Tots. Thank you.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Real people, real winners. Let passion carry you farther than ever before. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November Adventures. Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the game board for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain. So embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure promotion where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Are you entertainment minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to define gender once again on a biological basis only, according to one's genitalia at birth. Now it's time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution and its unfair impact on female athletics.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Thank you for coming back, listening to Manning the Watch. We're still here with Gary Grant from Toys for Tots and Bill Fallon, Gunny Bill Fallon from Toys for Tots. Off the air, we were just having a quick conversation. How does a family reach out to you that is in need?
Okay, I have two different places they can pick up the request forms. One is the WIC office on Churn Creek, and they're our biggest place because you can go right in there, pick up the forms, fill them out, take them down on Hilltop to the UPS, and we have a beautiful box in the lobby. You don't have to spend any postage or anything. You just slip it right in that box, and I pick up the forms daily from there. Okay. The other place is the Marine Recruiting Office just across the street, Catty Corner.
Of course, I should have known that one.
But those are my main two places. Now, I also have forms at all, the Head Start, because we take care of all the Head Start, the foster kids, the mental health kids. We take care of all these different groups.
I bet you Aileen would know that. My wife used to work in child welfare here in the town, and I bet she would know most of those as well. She's going to go online and put a lot of this on our Facebook as well. And we've had I'm not going to say where I live, but where I do live is out of town. And when the wind blows and the rain, the phones go out, the internet goes out. And also we've had, since the rain started this week, we've not been able to update our Facebook and whatnot. But I know that's her plan today, especially since the sun decided to come out. But our phones surprisingly still don't work out there. I guess I'm just the low man on the totem pole with AT&T all the way out there. So one of the things that Gunny and I were talking about out front real quick was the history and how Toys for Tots got started, and then there's a very famous person that's attached to all of that.
Okay, in 1947, this Marine Corps major and his wife decided they wanted to do something, so she made handmade dolls and gave them out.
Wow.
And he was a good friend of Walt Disney, and he went to Walt Disney and had Walt Disney design our train that's on our logo.
So in effect, the train, the logo that's on here is a Disney logo.
Yes.
In a way.
Right.
You know, we don't want to get with no trademark stuff, but yeah, that's kind of neat.
And then it just picked up from there and been getting bigger and bigger every year.
And it's huge everywhere.
Yeah.
And then every year, the picture that's on the posters, because in my office we always had the picture, it evolved. The picture changes a little bit. But to me, now I'm a Navy corpsman, and I spent most of my time with the Marines. Dad's a retired Marine. I always thought that Marine Corps dress blues was the best looking uniform. And when you see that on there, yeah, when you see that on those posters, like in San Diego, you go down to the commissary and whatnot, and you see the actual, you know, you see a couple corporals or whoever standing in their dress blues at the box out in front. You're at, that's Americana right there.
Oh, yes.
So with, it started in 47, they, you know, that's pretty neat about the logo. How did it get to where it is now? Because it's everywhere now.
Well, I know we got a Marine general that's in charge of it, and I think the Marines decided to just do it from that one.
Kind of adopt it and take it on themselves. And
I'm only a year old, so I don't know.
It's based in Quantico, Doc. In fact, I think Gary's mother used to go back every year.
Stacy goes back every year, and I went one year.
And that's how it gets coordinated. But it is... headquartered in Quantico.
Back in Quantico,
At the Marine Corps Base School.
Okay. So I like the attachment with the Marine Corps, and you know, anything that the Marines are attached to, the Navy's attached to, you know, or at least the corpsman side of it.
God bless the corpsman.
Well, see, they made me an honorary Marine 10 years ago because I guess they figured I had to have something to do with the Marines. So.
Hey, you know, at a certain point, you know, any help, any and all help is welcome, you know.
Well, I got started in this about 20 years ago. I was a marshal at Tierra Oaks, and there was a member out there, retired First Sergeant Bert Planette. And Bert was in charge of Shasta County then. And he obviously recruited me. And so I've been involved ever since, and I've been helping Well, Gary's mom, Gary's daughter, and Gary for about 20 years now. And I tell you, I have thoroughly enjoyed it. It is a blessing to be able to do something for these children. I mean, they are our future. And some of them, like I said earlier, times are hard now. A lot of people are out of work. If it wasn't for organizations like us, these beautiful children would not have anything for Christmas. And it is just a blessing for myself or Gary, for everybody involved, to help these kids, because we get back more than they do, I promise you.
Well, yeah, you get to see the smiles. You get to know that, you know, on the morning of the 25th, there's a lot of packages that are being opened or being given out that are a direct result of your hard work.
Yeah, we find that we try to have everybody pick up their toys and stuff, and we take them over to Members First Credit Union, and then they verify their by their driver's license or California ID that it is that family and whatever, and then they give the toys to them. But years and years ago, we used to deliver.
Oh.
And I have a touching story to my heart that over by the new library, there was a little house, and I would say it wasn't any bigger than the studio room right here, and it was two 17-year-old kids with a week-old baby in a cardboard box. Well, I volunteered for the American Cancer Society, and I went back to Ken and says, I don't want that dresser. I want that crib. She gave it to me. I took it back to those kids, and you think I gave them $1 million.
But you gave them something that
helped
them.
Oh, I gave them the toys first.
I mean, you gave them something that helped them.
Yes.
You know, and there were kids having kids, probably struggling as it was.
It was dirt poor.
I mean, I was 30 when I had my one and only, and I needed help even at 30.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine two 17-year-olds, you know, who think they know everything, but then reality check real quick when that baby is waking up every 2 hours wanting to be fed or changed, and something like that.
It touched my heart. I cried when I went outside.
Well, you have to be pretty much a rock not for it to touch you in some way. That's what the Marines are here for.
Yeah.
But the giving back, and especially right now, you know, we had horrible fires up here. You know, we didn't. The fire took out a lot, you know, all around the lake, you know, and everything. But the fire, the campfire down in Butte County, you know, there's life that has been lost there. And we're still finding every day. Every day that number keeps going up. There's still people missing. Thankfully, the community down there has all come around, down in Chico mostly and down in Oroville. There's a lot of people that don't have homes. Now, you know, we can't be pulling homes out of boxes, but they have to go somewhere, and their priority is going to be, you know, shelter and food. There's not going to be a lot of extra money going around to you know, buy little Johnny, you know, whatever widget, you know, they can get. So organizations like yourself, I know there's a lot of different religious organizations down there that are going to reach out, that have already started, you know, doing that. We, my wife and I and dad were really heavily into the Scouts up here. And we, you know, last week, Aileen, my wife, was talking about the family, the Scouter families down there that have, you know, lost everything. It was one whole troop, their whole trailer is gone. So, you know, we need to reach out to that, because we don't want those boys and hopefully, you know, here soon some young ladies lose the opportunity to go camping this summer coming up because they lost everything. That might be something that helps them get through, you know, the emotions that they're going to have to deal with, losing their home, losing all of their stuff.
Yeah. One thing I forgot to mention is we're buddied up with the Car Fire, and we have a place out in Palisadro that they're running, and I have bright orange forms for the Car Fire people, and we're trying to help them because normally they wouldn't qualify, but now that they lost everything, they qualify for our program. So we're having all the Car Fire people go there. Cinerama is taking collections for, and we're buddied up with them also for the Car Fire, and we have three boxes in their store.
Cinerama did a lot during the fire. They put out a lot of those the signs for the first responders all over the community.
But we're working hand in hand, like I say, with the Car Fire people and us.
Well, that's great. That's great. We have our community partners up here. I keep kind of reaching out down to Butte County, but that's where a lot is going on right now. So, you know, hopefully we can do that. So we will, again, that's at ShastaToysForTots.com to find some information on where the boxes are, or if you need to register to try to, you know, receive any of those gifts. And, you know, and then just out to the general community, let's see if we can fill some boxes up.
Right.
You know, I know this box that's in this office, by the end of the afternoon, it's going to have some stuff in it, because I know my wife's out right now and doing that. So I find it, to me, I find it personal. You know, I was fortunate enough, Dad, I'm an only child, and Mom and Dad made sure no matter where we lived in Southern California or wherever, there was always something there. It may not have been a Maserati, but, you know, it was a Commodore 64 computer, and let me tell you what, that was just as good to me as a 13 or 14 year old kid. It might as well have been a Maserati. I mean, kicked me off onto my knowledge on computers now. So you never know what that toy or that widget is that's going to really be able to reach out and change somebody. You know,
that's why we give them three choices, so we can try to fill at least one.
Yes, and then, you know, there's still limitations to that as well. As much as we want to go to, you know, a Toys R Us or somewhere and just wipe them out of everything, we can't. You know,
they were our national sponsor, and that was great. And now they're gone, so we're looking to other places. So.
Yes, and that's a, you know, business. You know, we're going to have to deal with that. The one in Butte County closed. The one here in Shasta County or Redding closed years ago. Now another big one for us was Sears, and that's gone now, or Kmart obviously is gone. So, All right, well, I think we're going to get ready to take another quick break. I think you guys coming from ShastaToysForTots.com to check to see where you can drop gifts off, and then if you need to request to receive some of those gifts. Right. And
if you write a check, make sure you put down in the remarks Shasta County or Redding, California. That way it guarantees the money stays with our
Roger,
county.
Good idea. All right, well, thank you very much. I think we're going to go to commercial.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you could use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch. We got all the Marines out of the room right now, and it's just a few of us in here, but we have another set of special guests in here right now. We're still trying to get situated and all, and you don't have to put that on. You just could pull that real close, and then we'll go. And we have the Can-Do Spirit, Rose and Tim. And I know just a little bit about what Frank had told me about the other night. What got my curiosity was for disabled putting ramps in or widening doors. I know when I was working with VRC, sometimes finding ramps were okay. You can get a group of guys together and we can build a ramp, even if it's a temporary one. But the widening of the doors and those other safety things, we always had issues with. So, Rose?
Yes.
I want to turn it over to you. Would you, anything you want to start saying or jump in real quick?
Well, let me just address what you spoke about. Yes, the Can-Do Spirit assists in those areas. Our mission is, of course, to assist our disabled veterans by removing the barriers of them living at home versus an institution, and that is supporting them and their families. So back to where you were talking about the ramps. So that's part of our barrier removal program. And we can go in after somebody's been hospitalized and look at their home, do a safety check on their home. We assess the need for a ramp. We assess the need for doorway transitions. We assess the need for widening the doorway to accommodate a wheelchair. And we can do that by using very simple devices called offset hinges.
Okay.
Have you ever seen those?
I know what that is.
Yeah. So that actually will give you around 2 more inches, right, Tim?
Yes.
2 more inches to that doorway, which can really benefit somebody in a wheelchair by giving them the room to not knock their knuckles off when they're going through that doorway. Also,
well, anyone who's moved a couch would understand that. You think it's going to fit until you get up there, and then the door doesn't actually swing out of the way, mm-hmm. and you're knocking your knuckles or you're trying to get really creative. That's moving a couch. It's different than a human moving themselves in a wheelchair, but the same physics are at play. There's
Absolutely.
Only so much space.
There is, and especially if the home is an older home. They can have small doorways, like 28 inches, Tim, is that what?
Yes, 28 to 30 inches. Wheelchairs, you need a little bit more than that. 30 inches is probably some of the smaller doorways for a wheelchair to get through.
Now, in the home that my wife and I owned, the family that owned it before us, they had their daughter had MS, and at a certain point she was in a wheelchair, and they went through, and all of the doors are really wide, really wide, and then the bathroom that was attached to that, it was kind of that style where there's no door, the potty is around the corner, so
yes.
You can't see, but then
mm-hmm.
the shower is the kind you can be on a wheelchair and roll yourself in, and also. That my son, when he was 5 or 6, just thought that was awesome. You know, here's this giant shower, and he didn't even have to step in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but thankfully, you know, that had already been done at our house, so no one is in a wheelchair in my home. But you can see the hallway's a little bit wider, all the doors are wider, and they had ramp at the front and at the back.
No,
so
that's huge.
Where we are. Obviously, we always have the threat of a fire. So if there's something in the front of your house, you got to get out the back of the house. So having that, and they put a actual sidewalk in all the way around the house. So
wow.
Because at a certain point, she was in a motor. She went from a regular wheelchair to a motorized wheelchair. That's why the house is all hardwood floors, too, which is awesome for us. But it wouldn't ruin any carpets because we know rolling across the carpet, eventually you start getting those little waves.
I'm so glad you thought of that, because that's another thing that we do when we look at their homes is we look at the accessibility and the safety hazards, because nobody thinks about a wheelchair and carpet. Nobody thinks about the throw rugs, huge fall risk, and and it'll bundle up in the wheelchair throw rug. So we do that safety check for them and give them those suggestions on what needs to be done before that their loved one can come home.
Gotcha. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to go in. You said barriers. You're trying to make sure there's no fall risk.
Right.
Hopefully nothing that would cause a person to fall who can't get themselves back up.
Right. So the fall risk is huge. Like I said, the throw rugs, doorway transitions, even a lip of an inch to half an inch can be a trip hazard. Cords, wires, plugs, things like that. The location of certain furniture, location of where somebody has to reach for something. You don't think about this, but when you place your loved one in an area of the home or the room that, where they sit, they have to have accessibility to, like, the remote control.
Yes.
Or their eyeglasses. And if they typically place them out of their hands' reach, then now you've placed them at risk for falling again. So we do that suggestions, and we do a whole barrier removal assessment of the home.
What about in kitchens? What do you look for in kitchens?
Okay, so kitchens are a whole other nightmare.
Yes.
But it is something that we have addressed. Last year, we actually went into a veteran's home and realized that he had no drawers in his cabinet. He had cabinets, but he didn't have any drawers. It was a very odd setup in his kitchen. So his barrier was that he had no place to put items that, like silverware and hand towels and things like that. And so that put a barrier risk in his kitchen for a fall, for him reaching high. And so the PTSD and Tim here, who led that, built a beautiful custom cabinet that went into his kitchen and removed that barrier of having drawers in his kitchen.
So I got a question, because my eyes keep going to the little birdhouses right here. What are we looking at here?
Okay. So we have birdhouses here. We brought you some examples of, again, this is part of the PTSD support group projects from last year. And it all started off when somebody came to us and asked us if we could make some birdhouses for a school because their art program didn't have enough money to support it.
Gotcha.
And so we were asked to make 28 birdhouses, and those were donated to Dunsmuir School.
Okay, all the way up the hill.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To their art program. And it just kind of has blossomed since then. We've kind of been known for the birdhouse people now.
Well, it could be known, but it could be worse.
So typically, this is just an example, just two small examples of the types of birdhouses that the PTSD group makes. Now, this is part of their palette project, or the Busy Hands. And so what they do is they do reclaimed wood, fence board, pallets, right? And they make their projects out of it. So that bird condo that I'm showing you right there was also donated to Dunsmuir Botanical Gardens, and that was one of their raffle gifts to raise money for the botanical gardens.
Well, when I say bird condo or mansion here, it's a three-story multi-side birdhouse that looks better than my first apartment.
Yeah, it's beautiful. They do really good work. So the PTSD support group meets at the VFW here in Reading every third Tuesday of the month at 4 p.m. And they have what we call the Busy Hands projects, and that is basically helping them manage their PTSD by getting them involved with projects of their choice. Currently, we do a lot of woodworking projects. We just finished our end-of-year project, and that is building 7 beautiful solid oak wreath stands for Igo Cemetery, and they were displayed on Veterans Day at the program there.
And they are beautiful, too. Those look very nice.
You want to tell me about those, Tim, since that was your project?
The wreath stands, we have to give a big shout-out to Whitey. He was a big hand in putting those, helping me do those. I get all that stuff cut out. The wreath stands, Igo Cemetery asked us if we could do something for them. So when they reached out, we made them one to see if they liked it, and they said yes. So we ended up making 7 of them for them.
7 of them? Is that what I was saying?
Yeah, there's 7 of them. And then our latest little thing was Fort Ord.
Oh, yeah, Fort Ord. They've heard about the wreath stands that we donated to Igo, and they reached out to Fort Ord, and Fort Ord reached out and asked us if we would be interested in creating a sign for their cemetery down there. So that's probably going to be our spring project.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Right?
Well, let's go ahead. We're going to go on a quick break, and when we come back, I have a ton of questions, and we'll go to that. So thank you for listening, and we'll be right back.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and, of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in ice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
I'm here with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc, and we were talking to Rose and Tim from the Can Do Spirit. We were finishing up. We were talking about the birdhouses, and then we didn't quite get to. We all kind of got a little excited, and this is all new and just wonderful information to me. But the birdhouses, you guys offer those out for donation.
Yes.
And then how? When somebody wants to make a donation for that, would they go onto your website or your Facebook, or do you guys set up shop somewhere every so often to let people do that?
So we always bring the birdhouses everywhere we go with each different venue that we're at. We always have birdhouses there. But if they're interested, especially now that it's the holiday season and the year of, you know, the month of giving, what Giving Tuesday is right around the corner, right? Make a donation and get your hands on one of these beautiful birdhouses that are created by the PTSD support group. You can give us a call at 530-338-2155, or you can just go to Facebook as well and message me through the Can Do Spirit. You can also drop me an email at thecandospirit.org@gmail.com, and we will be glad to reach out to you and help you get that birdhouse.
Well, you guys are not leaving with this one. I'm going to give you a donation. I have $25 in my pocket. I'm going to give you a donation for this one because that's going to be somebody's Christmas present. Hopefully she's not driving around town listening to the radio right now. But, you know, I like it. The little bug right there was what sold it on me. So you guys have a lot going on. And I know, Rose, you wanted to talk about the caregiver program as well.
So the Can Do Spirit has a caregiver support, a peer support group. And it is every Tuesday night at between 7 and 8 p.m. on Facebook Live. You have to come and find me on Facebook and like me and follow me to get the information. You can also find us through the Can Do Spirit's Facebook page. So that's Rose Galen, G-A-L-E-N, on Facebook. You come follow me, and then you will get notifications when we go live. Now, let me tell you about what the program's about. So it is a live interaction where all caregivers can come and be supported in a non-judgmental environment where we talk about anything and everything. There is nothing off the table when it comes to being a caregiver. And it's all about supporting that caregiver who then supports our veterans so that they can maintain a healthy, happy life in their home.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot.
And there's a different subject every single week. Like I said, no subject is off the table.
And does that wrap around into your other programs as well?
Yes, it does. So, again, our motto is to support the veteran and the family. So most of the time you will find that that disabled veteran at home is being supported or taken care of by a loved one, the wife, the girlfriend, the neighbor, the aunt, the uncle, the sister, the brother.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. You all of a sudden you become a caregiver. Now what? And we're there to tell you what's next. We're there to support you in how to maintain your physical health, your mental health, and how to then take care of that veteran.
Well, when I was still working, before I retired and all, one of the things we all forget about is our own personal health care. Is our, you know, we have to take that quote unquote mental health day off of work or whatnot. Anyways, so one of the things I know we're going to run out of time soon. I know Tim wants to talk about another project. Like if you guys don't have enough going on, Tim has another project that he wants to talk about. And also, you go ahead, Tim, whatever you want to say about it.
Yeah, this next project is going to be for CVAC. It's for Memorial Day weekend. Or Memorial Day, they want a place to put 50 reefs down. Last year they had a problem of putting it, so we're going to build them a metal stand, portable, modular, so they can put 1 to 50 reefs out there and all be hung up. That's going to be made out of metal, and we are looking for volunteers to help us put that project together.
Now, is that
together.
Part of the PTSD program as
yes,
well?
Yes.
Those guys are going to be helping work on that?
Yeah, that will fall under the PTSD program because of the Busy Hand Projects and keeping and doing veterans, helping veterans, and giving back to the community, keeping them busy in that. So we're looking for welders, some volunteers doing some welding because it's going to be a welding project. So now we have welding and woodworking under our belt for that.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Gotcha. So, you know, I'm just going to say, you know, publicly, I am not doing enough in my life to keep up with you two. Everything that's on here is amazing. And I wish I had known about all of this when I was still working for VRC because we definitely could have, you know, worked together. But now I'm here and there's a lot. I love the birdhouses.
Well, when you have some free time, we could use some volunteer work.
The Toys for Tots were here ahead of you, and they were hitting me up, too.
Uh-huh.
So there's only so much, you know. And I still have to go to school, too, and somewhere in there I'm trying to finish that project as well. You guys have so much going on, and I know you have the website is thecandospirit.org.
Yes.
You have Facebook at The Can Do Spirit. You have your email at thecandospirit.org at Gmail. And then you also, I see you have an Instagram, which is The Can Do Spirit. That is one thing that I personally not on, so I don't really understand that side so much. But what I like on this, I keep looking at your flyer here, is empowering veterans and their families.
That's right.
And everything you're doing on here is that giving the keeping the hands busy.
Yep.
I like that. Just like our little kids, keep their hands busy.
That's
they can't
right.
get in trouble. and then all of these other wonderful, wonderful things that are going on. I don't even know where to start with, you know, how much you guys have going on.
Well, we're available. We are always available. Tim and I are here for anybody that needs help, that needs to talk, that needs to find a purpose in their life, because we can help them find that through volunteering at the Candy Spirit. Just a quick note, I am an RN. So my background is rehab gerontology, so I can really, really help you if you are a caregiver of a veteran or just at the end of your rope and not understanding what's going on with that PTSD or your husband or your loved one and what's going on with them. I can help you with that. So just reach out to us and see what program fits you.
So all of your information will end up over on our information as well. And we are at Facebook is Manning the Watch, pretty simple. And then our email is manningthewatch@outlook.com. So we will, on our Facebook, we'll make sure Aileen will get all of this on there. She's the one doing that. And I know that, knowing now, she would have wanted to have been here because she would have had 101 questions as well. But I know she'll probably reach out to you at some point and make sure that we can coordinate all of that. I know there's not enough people reaching back out, you know, to help. Everything that you're doing, the guys that were here before you, the Toys for Tots, it's, you know, those are for the kids.
Yes.
You know, there's not enough folks around in our communities reaching back out to give back, especially right now. We know, we keep saying it. We went through fires. Butte County's going through fires.
Yes.
Southern California's going through fires.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people that are without homes right now, and there's a lot of those folks.
A lot of veterans.
A lot of vets.
Yes.
Holy moly, lots
and
of vets.
And we're here for them. We're here to support them in whatever way we can to help them, like you said, because of them going through that, the fire and losing of their home. We're here for them.
Well, you know, we had our fires. People were displaced. That kind of got settled a little bit, and then Butte County started to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So then there's a lot of those families have drifted up this direction and further or south. So there are a lot of people who don't have their normal caregivers because they were probably affected as well.
Exactly.
So this is a way that, you know, the veteran community, we can reach out to at least try to wrap back around to where they can get, you know, help or you know.
And come to our PTSD meeting because I'm sure the fires have affected them in that way as well and has caused some issues in that area for their life.
Yes.
And just remember that it might sound like we have like a ton of things and it might be a little overwhelming, but it really isn't. And our spring projects will start in February. So come reach out to us and be a part of one of these groups.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I kind of feel bad because I kicked Dad out of the room a little while ago and he's out there. He I know he would be interested in some of this stuff as well. So, you know, it's great that you guys could be here today and maybe we'll get you guys to come back around again and we'll spend the whole hour talking about different things.
Yeah, maybe sometime in January or February before we start our spring
project.
That'd
be perfect.
Okay.
That'd be perfect because then you guys can get ahead of that a little bit and then we'll just spend the whole hour and we can go through each little thing.
That would be great.
And so with all of that, you can be reached again at thecandospirit.org, on Facebook at the Can Do Spirit, and your email is thecandospirit.org@gmail. And then you will be able to find all of that on our Facebook at Manning the Watch, and then you can email us at manningthewatch@outlook.com. So there's a lot going on, and you know, I know we just barely touched on a lot of stuff. So we will definitely have to have you back, and
Do you know where that came from?
Which is that?
The Candy Spirit. Do you know where that name came from?
It's CB.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's Tim. CBs.
See, we didn't even get into all of that, you know. So we didn't even touch on, I know you said it sounds like a lot, and I know all of us were doing a lot. We just take it as things come up and you plan ahead. But with all of that, I appreciate you guys coming. I appreciate the guys coming from Toys for Tots.
Oh, yeah.
This is the time of year right now. Everybody needs to be reaching back out and helping others.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you for coming. And, Frank, thank you for setting all of this up.
Frank Rose, thank you.
Yes, let's not forget Frank over there. And Tim, who's quietly sitting over here. And, you know, you guys have a good day. I'm going to turn the watch back over to you, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.